Well, here we are standing on the terrace of Barber Surgeons Hall. There's been a hall in this area since the 15th century. The present hall is the product of the last war, in that our last hall was bombed in 1940. And then this hall was recreated in 1967 and opened then. We're standing looking east at the some of the original part of the Roman wall that was built under the Emperor Hadrian in 122 AD. About 200 years later, they added 17 bastions to this wall, and the bastions are curved arcs, rather like a giant bay window, and they were specially fortified bits of the wall where the Roman soldiers could defend specific areas. And this bastion has been used by the Barber's Company to create a medicinal or physic garden, which was founded. We created the garden in 1987, and it was laid out by the late Sir Francis Avery Jones, who was a master of the company. The wall itself is in a certain amount of disrepair, and it contrasts with the garden, which is laid out in four sections. And we commemorate John Gerard, who was a master of this company. He was a botanist, gardener, surgeon, and he was master in 1607. And our earliest records of gardens in the Barber's Company date to his time. He was a great plantsman and was specifically interested in plants involved with healing, dentistry, pain relief. At the time, and we grow these plants in one area of the garden. We grow a different type of plant in another section of the garden, specifically related to perfumery and producing pleasant smells. The 17th century was a pretty smelly time in London, and plants were used to dispel the odours of life in that time. And we grow an area of plants specifically involved with that in that respect. We have plants related to ancient medicinal use, long since discarded, and we also have a section of the garden relating to plants of very modern relevance to today's medicine. Well, here we are walking down into the physic garden. And remember, the word physic relates to the healing arts. So it's all aspects of medicine and plants that were useful at one time or another. Now, the plant straight in front of me is one of the most exciting plants of my medical career. And it's a yew, the yew tree. Not the yew that most English people are familiar with in English churchyards, but the Pacific yew tree. And the Americans were screening plants in the 60s for chemicals that would have effect on cancer. And the Pacific yew yielded a chemical which was one of the most effective chemicals that they screened and discovered at that time. And it led to the development of a drug that we now know as Taxol. Its chemical name is paclitaxel. It was also discovered that the precursor of this drug could be produced from the English or European yew that we all know about. And that was very important because they were going to need to cut down the entire forests of North America containing this yew in order to produce enough of the drug. So it's now synthesized from a precursor in the English yew. Vital drug in treatment of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and other aspects of oncology. So one of the most exciting drugs of my medical career. Right, next let's move on to a plant with another interesting history. This is yellow sweet clover, otherwise known as Melilotus officinalis. And this was a plant that was shipped out to the North American prairies in the early 1900s because it's a very good fodder plant and you can make winter hay for the overwintering animals. And in the early 1920s, some very astute veterinary surgeons noticed that cattle were dying of a hitherto unrecognized hemorrhagic disease. In other words, they were bleeding to death internally. And it was eventually found that it was due to moldy hay made from yellow sweet clover. And this led to the discovery of the coumarins, which are the mainstay of modern anticoagulant drugs. And eventually, the drug that came into common use was called warfarin. Initially as a rat poison, because it was thought to be a bit toxic for humans, but eventually it was found to be safe enough. And it's still one of the most widely used anticoagulants in modern medicine. Right, walking on? Well, no medicinal garden would be complete without a foxglove. 1785 sees the publication of Dr. William Withering's treatise on the foxglove. This is the dawn of modern experimental medicine. Hitherto, medicine had been very basic and empirical, and the physicians of the time would purge you, they would bleed you, they would put leeches on you, and it was medicine based on theories that were 2,000 years old. But along comes Withering and observes that the dropsy, what we would now call heart failure, could be treated successfully with a herbal mixture containing the foxglove. He knew the foxglove was pretty toxic stuff, but he experimented with it for about 5 years, and over this period discovered that it could be used properly and safely in the treatment of the dropsy. And this led to the discovery of the cardiac glycosides, and digoxin is still one of the mainstays of modern medicine. And it's still produced from one of the varieties that we grow here, Digitalis lanata, the hairy foxglove. The purple one, which is what he basically worked on, is common to the English woodlands, and it's an English native. But the concentration of cardiac glycosides is higher in Digitalis lanata, and that's the commercial source of the drug. This garden represents the history of medicine. We go from ancient times and the herbs and flowers that were used by millennia ago, rather empirically. There's very little modern scientific evidence for their use. And we go through to plants that are vital to modern medicine today. And plants are still being explored for their basic chemicals for use in modern medicine. So this is really a snapshot of medicine through the ages.